Hi, my lovelies. Oh, I am so fucking excited to be here today. And like, I am so grateful for you to press play because this episode, this is a pinpoint in my life where my life is deciding, yep, it's changing. And I'm so excited. I hope it doesn't defer whatever the quality of this video, because my voice is like cracking with excitement, but like if you can feel joy bubbling inside of me, it is so prevalent right now, and I'm so happy and proud of myself to even just get on here and start talking. Because the thing is that I have been scared to really like full force go into what I want to go into, because I felt that imposter syndrome so badly. And I want to make it very clear to people, because a lot of people are giving this advice like, oh, if you feel that imposter syndrome, don't worry about it. You're going to just get over it and blah, blah, blah. And that's amazing and that's incredible. But it's taken me 10 years. And what it's taken me these 10 years to do is really understand the breakthrough. Okay, let me say it's been 8. But the breakthrough. And the breakthrough for me is that it doesn't fucking matter what you believe in. It doesn't matter if you're Christian, it doesn't matter if you're Muslim, it doesn't matter if you're Hindu, it doesn't matter if you're Wiccan or any type of witchcraft, it doesn't matter if it's any type of belief. When we're believing in God, we're believing in a generator of diversity. And I believe that that is the breakthrough for everyone, and that we are here to diversify this earth. Okay? And that might sound super fucking hippy dippy or whatever, but you can go through anything. You can manifest whatever the fuck you want to try to manifest. You can bring in whatever experience you want to bring in, and it's all because of the earth. Right? And so I think that if we're going to be called as a generation to do anything about this earth, it's that we have the understanding and the complete knowledge that it needs to be regenerated. And this regeneration doesn't start from big, huge, massive dreams. This fucking regeneration starts from a seed. Because if you plant that seed and that seed grows into fruit, and you cut open that fruit and you get seeds for thousands or hundreds or one other fruit, and that tree or that seed or that plant bears multiple fruits, you are creating regeneration for a legacy, for multiple generations. And that is what I'm here to help people do. Create legacies. Not with how much they manifested or how much they earned or what they could bring in because they weren't blocked. What's real? What the real call to action is to do. And I love you for just being here right now. But I love you more for the dirt on your hands. And I want to get people dirty. I want to get people excited about being open and being honest and understanding the value of the earth, because what happened is we lost it. And we didn't lose it out of vain. We lost it out of love. So, yes, and that might be hard for some people to understand that we lost it out of love, but if you really truly look at what love is and how love connects us, then you have to understand that the connector is the oxygen that you breathe, and you don't have to ask for that oxygen. That oxygen is given to you by simply being as a part of this earth, like your heartbeat is given to you by simply being you at this time right now. And like I said, I fucking love you, because I don't think that this is said with honesty, integrity, and authenticity as much as what it can be said with. But when we get used to saying it to each other, that it has no fucking value. That it has no value. That love doesn't mean anything, because we're all like, we love you, I love you, we all love you. Then that is when we can really either root down or we can float away. So I'm not your average spiritual healer. I don't fucking believe in crystals. I don't love how people are telling other people that they're blocked or they're not in alignment. It's the out of alignment is the lack of earth connection. Doesn't matter what it is that you are trying to manifest, okay? Because at the end of the day, your connection with this earth is your love. And your love can only go that far, right? And maybe you have to sit in meditation with this. Maybe you have to shower and really understand this. But really understanding this is what's going to change what's happening in this earth, what's happening in this world. And I'm hearing a lot of people that are super upset with what's going on, or super like scared with what's going on. I feel you. I understand that, because there's so much fear that we can tap into. And it's so easy to tap into that fear when all we have to do is ground in the love. And know that this earth will provide for us if we provide for this earth. Always. So you can have shiny object syndrome, or whatever they call that, as much as you want. You can chase the gold, the money, the riches, the car, the fanciness, all you fucking want. And you can even call it eco-friendly too. You can fucking say that it's electric and it's so amazing. You can say that it's solar electric, that it's regenerating of its own self, and it's so incredible that way. You can say it's a healthy diet. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say, but it's all bullshit at the end of the day. And if we don't call that bullshit out, we aren't fully enveloping in ourselves. We aren't fully aligning with ourselves. These people are not expressing in the highest. They're expressing in the dreamiest. And when we understand what our actual desires are and where they're actually root from, we start to understand that what matters is the fucking soil. Because those roots come from the same soil. And so my lovelies, my honey bunnies, whatever you are to me out there, or whatever you are to yourself, get rooted today. Understand today is a day of grounding in the highest level. Because if you really want that connection, that joy, that enlightenment in the highest level, then it's not only about the dirt. It's about the air, the water, and the fire as well. So I'm going to continue this conversation with those of you that are ready to just get real, and let's talk about it. And I am so excited for y'all, because we're going to connect. So connect with me. Let me know, like, what are you doing right now? Where are you at? Where are you coming from? Connect with me through at Regen Nation, on Instagram. It's going to be so exciting. Oh, I can't wait. And let me know what you're doing, especially like if you're doing anything with garden work, or if you're interested in garden work, or if you're, you know, farming, or wherever you're at right now. Just let me know, because we're all over the place. And I have so many people that I love that are in so many different spaces that are just creating so much goodness. And so I want to give a shout out to them too. There are people doing amazing, incredible work right now that are setting up the precedents so that we can gather together to do it together. And that's what's so exciting. So get excited. Stick around, my friends. There is so much good to be had.